Hi everyone, welcome to Bookworm Melody. I hope you all had a nice weekend. I know that climate changing and also the pandemic problems has caused many countries, many people into disappointment, feeling and depression. But I hope my podcast show can hear you all and have more passion and having new passion about life. So today's podcast is a bit little different to the others. I'll talk about the whole story with my new guest. It's my first guest from my podcast. Her name is Denise. She's studying in London in an art college, and she's studying in her major is about movie. She will be director, producer, actress, or other things. So, hope you all will like her. She's really creative and fun. The reason why she wants to join us is because she's personally really like this story. So let's begin and let's discuss the story and also share each other feelings about it. We will talk a bit story and also we will share our experiences to you all and about our lifestyle, about our life feelings in this world. So let's begin. Hi everyone. So now we're going to welcome our guest. Her name is Denise. So let's welcome her and let's listen to her short introduction. So hello, Denise.
Hi everyone, I'm Denise.
Oh, Denise. Oh, sorry, I pronounced it wrong.
No, it's okay.
So, why do you, I really thank you that you, accept my invitation to become my guest. So, why is the reason you want to join us?
First of all, I really like the movie Eat, Pray, Love.
Yes.
And also I love listening to podcasts, so it's a really good opportunity for me as well. So yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Oh, no problem. Thank you very much. So I think Eat, Pray, Love has a movie and also novel. So for you, it's only you only watched the movie, right? So how do you feel about the whole story as your own perspective or something?
I feel it very so I've watched it for 3 times and every time after watching it I feel relief and relaxed. So
you have different feelings every time, different thoughts.
Yeah, because the first time I watched it was when I was very little, and I didn't really feel anything about it. I just saw it as a traveling story.
A traveling story, yeah.
Yeah.
And then
And after about 10 years, the second time I watched it, it was when I when I had a job and yeah, because the first time was when I was in primary school, I think.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and then the second time I got a job already. So it's a really long gap.
That might impact your different thoughts of the story, right?
Why. So when I watched it for the second time, I got a job and I was really tired of that job and feel very exhausted every day. Mm-hmm. And when I watch it, I just feel I start looking back at my life and really started to think what situation was I in, and like, does it worth it, really?
Yeah, so sometimes we need to like give up something we don't really like it, or we don't, it's not worth it for our life, right? It's like, just like Eat, Pray, Love, Elizabeth is just give up, not really, I think she gave up her job and then just travel around the world, not around the world, like three countries to find her like peaceful thoughts and also her truly what she really wants. So I think so do you think you find what you truly want now after you watch it?
I won't say I won't say I found what I really wanted, but I would say I'm moving on to it.
Like
I started to I think started to think about it is the first step, and then I have done that. I have done thinking about what I really wanted, but I'm still like, I won't say I'm planning, but I'm still like adjusting my mindset to go forward to it. Yeah,
like try to challenge different steps, like what you wanna try different things, right?
Yeah, and to go to a new environment and meet new friends and things like that. Yeah.
So how do you think that about, like, firstly she went to Italy? Have you been to Italy before?
Yeah, I've been to Rome. Yeah, I've been to Rome once.
How was it?
Oh, it was really nice. It was really good. I really want to go back.
Did you go by yourself, or you like went with your friends or something?
Oh yeah, I went with a friend.
Oh, that's good. So do they speak English, or like do they like you need to like do some gestures?
No, they don't speak a lot, but because I know a little bit of Spanish, so you know Spanish and Italian are
quite same, right?
Yeah, there's like some similarity. So some Spanish could be used there. Just a little bit, but
I see.
Yeah, because you know Rome is a very tourist city, so so most of them can speak a little bit of English. But it's enough to communicate, but it's not like you can speak fluently with them.
Oh, so which city would you like to visit in Italy next time?
Oh, I really want to go to Venus.
Oh, Venus too.
Yeah,
like,
Venus.
Because of the like the rowing boats.
And there are people saying that like Venus is going to sink in 10 years, right?
Oh my
yeah,
god.
So I really want to go before it sinks.
So here we're talking about global warming too. So people, please don't waste things with like throwing garbage, or please reuse plastic things, please. Save Italy, please. Then we can
polar bears are dying.
That's really nice.
In Malta.
I'm quite envious of you because I never been to Italy before.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Personally, you really should go.
Yeah, personally, I really want to go to Sicily. Yeah, because and Napoli, maybe Napoli, like Naples, the pizza, the place.
Oh yeah, yeah, Napoli.
Napoli. I'm not sure how to like say it right, but like because I read Eat, Pray, Love, like Elizabeth had like a lot of like how to say I forgot a word about it, but it's like it's really like the most delicious pizza in the world, maybe.
Oh, is like, it
eccentric? Okay. How do you say it? Eccentric.
Eccentric.
Not eccentric. Sorry. like I'll curate like something. Like that. I think I forgot that vocabulary. Sorry. So it's
it's okay.
Authentic.
Authentic. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
So, because I really want to try it, and also the reason I want to travel to like Sicily is like I watched a TV show since like introducing Sicily like delicious culinaries, and I really want to visit there. They have a lot of like good cuisines or something.
Yeah, I've heard about it too. And it's like Sicily Islands has like different culture than mainland Italy,
different.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they have like their unique lifestyle or like architect, right?
I really like them, like not only Sicilian, but like the whole Italian. They have their like life, like not. I don't want to call them lazy, but they're just really casual.
Yeah, they're just chill,
yeah,
and
chill,
like enjoy their life.
Yeah, they also enjoy the life. If they don't want to work today, they just close the door and go have fun.
Yes. Yeah, that's
sometimes
really what
Asian
I wanted.
Sometimes Asian feel like, what? But it's like,
yeah.
No, you want that kind of life?
Yeah, because I really wanted to move to like Southern Europe country.
Yeah. Like,
because their lifestyle and their, I mean, like their
cultures,
their mind towards work and job and that kind of things are like really different from what we like where we grew up and what we're experiencing
now. It's
like
now. The balance and, of life. It's like work hard and play hard. It's not like patience, but only work hard all the time, not really play hard. Like
especially
enjoying life. That's how we see Italy life. So thank you to share for me about the how do you feel about Italy. So thank you for like sharing a story about like your experience in Italy. I really would like to go after the pandemic. It's very horrible now, but yeah. So I hope I can go like next few years.
Yeah, you should definitely go.
You're like, we can tell people like you're in London now, right? So you can go there really fast, like, and like cheaper tickets, like
the flights are really cheap now.
Yeah,
I think
so
it's less than £10 now.
Oh my gosh, is that?
Yeah.
Wow. You should definitely go. You should go.
Oh,
like,
I think so too.
After your like quiz or something, like when you hand out your like essay, you should definitely
of course.
So I think the whole story is like mainly like in three countries. So second country is like India. So have you been there?
No, I've never.
Oh, me too. So for me it's like the view, like the image of India is like a really peaceful place from like of Buddha, like because Buddha is from India, and also like the Indian's math is really good. That's my own impression of them. So how about you?
My impression for India was it's like you said, a religion, like their religion. And also because my high school teacher was a yoga teacher as well, she teaches in school and also yoga classes. So she spent like every summer vacation she spent her time there, and she always shared things to us with us about India. So for me it's like on one hand it's kind of like mystery and it's a mystery,
quite big like population country, right?
But like on the other hand, just like some of my classmates and people I've known from India, they're also very like you don't really feel the difference between you, between you. So like I don't know, it's like kind of and like the vibe was kind of like ancient but also very modern. Like India for me, because like it's a very old country and city, and yeah,
I
their culture.
Like, for me, it's like they have different, how to say, levels or some things.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like the riches,
their classes, right?
Yeah, classes.
Yeah.
It's like I think because I sometimes watch movie and they go like if they go to like Mumbai or something, it's like wow, it's like so extremely like pretty or something. Like
yeah,
it's really cool and modern. A lot of like buildings, but in some other movies, it's different. It's like talking about or some news talking about what happened in India, some like poor or some pandemic things. So I think personally, India is quite a different place, but also balanced too.
The big difference between each class is like there are like extreme differences, but that's what makes it so amazing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can experience different culture or like different lifestyle there. Because as a foreigner, they don't care what class you're in, right?
Yes,
so you can just do everything you want.
Like visit
if you go there.
Like different classes or something.
Yeah. Different lifestyles.
Yeah. So like, for example, like Elizabeth has like been there for meditation, like, and finding like what she really want and peaceful mind. I really like think there's a, because I read a novel, and then it's like it's kind of her memoir too, and then she's talking about that. And one thing's really funny is like also mentioned in the last episode of my podcast, she's like mainly the first thing she need to do is like clean the place, the ashram. It's like a kind of Indian church, I don't know how to say it about it, like a place for them to have a meditation.
Yeah.
And then for secondly, she cannot like speak or something for a month or for like 2 weeks. She only can gesture or something. So that's kind of a meditation progress. Do you have any like have you like meditate or have you like want to do this kind of things before?
I won't say I have meditation before, but because I had a very poor I have a very unhealthy body, so I used to be very sick when I was little.
Yes.
And then my mother brought me to some kind of it's kind of like a meditation center, and then it's like you can't eat for 2 days, and you only can drink some kind of Chinese medicine water for that 2 days, and then you have to do exercise, and not like sports exercise. The exercises were like reading books or like doing like
exercise
some kind of yoga.
Like
your mind and some like yoga stuff. And you have to do it for two straight days. And I think that was like my experience that was closest.
How do you overcome it? I can't really.
But really, because when I was little, I was like really really sick. So
did that change your like whole body afterwards?
It changed a bit, I think.
Yeah.
Just for that period of time.
Oh.
It works.
Because you didn't like
really
continuing to do that. So
because it was like a camp. So.
Oh, I see.
Like every once in a while. So I didn't go there for, I only went for like 2 or 3 times, and after that I just quit, and so it doesn't work that much for me.
You really need to like you really need to like stay stable, like all the time and keep going, keep continuing to go. But I'm
yeah,
sorry to hear
I should
about
have
your
done
poor
that.
Body. I'm sorry. But, yeah.
No, it was when I was little. I'm
oh.
fine now.
Oh, that's good. Then that's good.
Yeah.
So that's a really funny experience. I think I never heard of that before. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I think meditate have different styles too. Because like also like on Netflix they have like on meditation. I think it's a show or something. Like tell you to meditate and also podcast.
Oh really?
Any podcast like.
Oh yeah, I know there.
Like go to sleep or something, right?
Yeah, I know there are many podcasts about meditation because I have, because I had tried to meditate before because I was struggling to go to sleep, so I tried. Yeah, I tried one or two of them, but
I recommend you that maybe I'll send a link to you later after this podcast.
Okay.
I go like listen to this playlist. It's a meditation playlist. It's
really?
A really peaceful music with it. Sometimes when I'm reading like novels or like books, like I always listen to it and can help you to fall asleep. So personally, I actually announced it before in my other podcast for my experience that I have OCD. And also anxiety.
Yeah.
So I don't really meditate because my mind's like really messy all the time. So I not only like take the pills, but also like I just listen to the music. Or that's the reason why I really like to reading, like to build the reading things. Yes. So
yeah, that's really nice. Cause
kind of different meditate. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really nice because when you can focus on something, that just helps you clear your mind, right?
Yeah, it's
or,
like focusing on that thing and I won't like think about other things, something like that. Yeah, so
that's really good.
Yeah, personally, my religion is very diverse, but my religion is reading books.
Yeah, that's good. My religion is watching movies, so
that's good. Yeah, watching different like this kind of like Elizabeth works.
Because when I was working, because I quit my job now, but when I was working, I used to be very easily I used to get anxiety very easily. And every time I got into that situation, I always like watch movie to make me calm down.
That's really
I would say that's my religion too.
Everyone's a different religion. Someone's like sleeping.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, me too. I think my second religion is sleeping.
That's really good. That's kind of meditation for me. Like, because you think about something and you fall asleep, right? So, kind of peaceful too.
To calm your mind.
Yeah. So, thank you for sharing about India for me. And I hope you like my experience too. So,
I love it,
thank you so much. So really thank you to talk about things for us. So I think that in the movies and also both in movies and both in novels, like she's experienced like different she has different like feelings and results brought like from each country. So I think the last country is like Bali, right? Indonesia. Island is is an island of Indonesia called Bali. So I'm going to ask again, have you been there?
No, I've never, but I really wanted to go because I think it's not that expensive to go, I think. Beach, island, sound,
like
everything.
Villa, something. Yeah, it's quite.
Yeah.
Like enjoy and like. So, Elizabeth met her like true love here.
So yeah. Well, this is kind of a big spoiler for my next episode, but it's okay.
Oh, really?
It's okay. Yeah, we can also talk about it because I believe that people, if they listen to my podcast, they already like know of Sony. So yeah.
Okay.
I actually have been to Bali when I was like, I think 13 or 14 maybe.
Oh.
So yes, after my graduation from like secondary school, secondary school, and mm-hmm. I went there with my mom, and I experienced a really different like cultures. Like they're kind of aboriginal, like they're not like
people. Yeah.
To cook our like breakfast, and when we wake up there's already breakfast there. Really like,
wow,
really cool.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, it's really a relaxing place, I think. So that's why I think that's the last place Elizabeth chooses like relax and peaceful. And also she met a guru, right? The guru told her a lot of things, like he wanted to exchange English, and he told him talking about like some skills about being meditative, peaceful, having balanced life. He kept talking about balanced life. So I think personally Bali is a really cool I would like to go there second time. It's it will have different like things, plots maybe, and also they have like beach that what you mentioned is pretty nice. What's your like thoughts after the movies, like about the whole story and about the last place you went to?
Oh, I think there's a very there was a line from Katoot that I was very impressive, and it was like and there was a line that really impressed me from Katoot, that he said, "Smile with your liver," and and that was really like it really hits me, you know. Hit me.
Why is that?
Yeah, because like I don't know if it's just in Asian culture or if it's everywhere, but we always say if you have a good liver, you have a good life, right? And then if you work too hard, your friends will always say
black and white or something.
Yeah, your life will be black and white if you have a bad liver, or if you work too hard, and your friends will always say, "Oh, I'm so concerned about your liver," and that kind of things. Yeah. So when he said that, I was really like really shocked.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Also, I felt like I was touched inside. You know, like that. The word just goes
really
into
like,
my mind.
Like strongly hit you. I remember that now, but I didn't really think about that. It's pretty
I think because I watched as I said, I watched it when I had terrible job, like life work balance, because I used to like be working like 20 hours a day.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's really crazy, because I've never because that was my first job. So I really didn't know how to balance it with my life. So I used to be like, whenever my boss said anything, I just go and do it, and I've never think of it or try to
refuse it or something.
Or kind of like that. So when I heard that, it was really shaking. It was shaking
like
my mind, you know,
something like
shaking my spirit kind of thing.
That's very touching for me too now. It's like, we all work so hard, and how can we smell with our liver, from our liver? Maybe he's gonna, he wants to convey that, don't work that hard and don't give yourself too much pressure because your liver need to rest.
And kind of like that.
Kind of like this, right? You need to, like, you need to balance it, like, your... like your happiness and also sometimes your sadness, and also that's how she find her true love and what she like to do. And she becomes like a writer now, so because it's her own story, so she's an author too, so I think that's why it is. So everyone's like, need to watch this movie, I think. So it's like really relate to everyone's life.
Of course.
So overall, personally, I think it's a really nice it's like traveling with her, having a progress with her, like a meditative progress with her too.
I think instead of like traveling, it's more like going through her when she grew up, we're like growing up with her too.
Me too, because I think this movie, this story is really it's really kind of touches many people, and also it's like we need to grow up. We're growing every moment, every day, in many things. Yeah, just like her. It's like, just as you say, we growing, like, while she, like, traveling, and while she grow, like, when she in Italy, she was sad too, because of she didn't met her true love, but she has also, like, happy trip there. And in India, she has happy... like result of her happiness, her meditation. And another thing is like she has some she need to work hard there. And thirdly, she kind of depressed a bit, but she eventually trust a man. She eventually find her true love. So I think this is kind of everyone's life progress. It's not really this short, but I think everyone can learn from this, right? So so how the last thing I want to ask about you is like, do you like feeling happy or sad about the things you're doing now, or something else?
I won't say I'm sad or happy, but now I'm feeling very calm every day, and I don't think so for me, I won't seek for like happiness in my life. I think what I'm seeking for is the inner peace. So I don't want to be like too happy or too sad. I just want to be peace. I just want to be peace inside. And that doesn't mean that I don't want to be happy or like or
but
to have
you,
other emotions.
Is something stressful? What the other things you do? Watch movie, or do you have any kind of things you want to do? in
the world? I sometimes I go out for a walk, and yeah, and also I think the therapy for me is just to watch movies, because I study film.
Oh, yes.
And also
yeah.
my job was about like film and media and stuff, and that's really what heals me every time. To pick I feel like it's very important to like pick the right film for the time, and
yes.
then you will be healed inside.
Like inside your inside
yeah.
movie, something like that.
Yeah.
So do you want to share to everyone what college you're in now?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in UAL now.
Yeah.
I don't mind. I'm in UAL and I'm studying film and TV now.
Oh wow, that's really
yeah.
So here today, our guests will become maybe a film you watch in the future. She will become
no.
the director, or she'll become the actress, she'll become the producer or something. So be excited
I hope
about
so.
It. We're giving
yeah,
it
I hope
fashion
I can
now.
Do
she's
that.
Going to watch a movie.
Yeah, I'm going to open up a movie later. Yeah.
Yeah, so do you want to say something to my audience or yeah, listener or something like that?
I would say I would tell everyone what Katoon said. Just
yes.
smile with your liver.
Yeah, I think that's
yeah.
good. Yeah. So and watch more
that's
movies.
That's so important.
Watch more films and being peaceful and eat, pray, love, remember. Eat what you
yes.
like and pray all the time peaceful as like when you're sleeping, when you're watching a film, when you listen to music, reading a book.
Mm-hmm.
Also that's
yeah.
really important. Yeah. So
yeah.
Thanks for having Denise. Thanks for having us to have you to
yeah, thank
podcast.
You.
Thank you really much. So
thanks
I hope
so
we can
much.
Gather together next time again when there's some
yeah,
really
of course.
Good topic about it. So thank
yeah,
you so
good.
Much. And so good night and good morning, everybody, or good afternoon. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.